years. You've had some late practices, so we are thrilled that you were able to come on out and join us here in 2019. Good to see you here at the table.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. Yeah, normally we're an evening practice football team, so to get a night where we're just doing a single, it feels good to come out and talk some football.
Ryan, we've talked to a couple of coaches, actually, about the later start to the season this year, August 30th, and some coaches said, yeah, we altered things a little bit. Did you do the same?
Yeah, we did. I've heard some, you know, in speaking to some coaches as far as what we're doing, two-a-day-wise or single-wise, you know, we're kind of trying to front-load our two-a-days because camp is a little bit longer and a little bit more of a grind, and kind of incorporating more of those singles with a little bit of film, a little bit of lifting, so that we kind of avoid those overuse injuries and making sure kids are healthy and ready to go.
Coach, the Forecast Magazine is here at the Brew Kettle tonight, and I contacted all of the coaches before the publication to say, you know, help me out with some returnees and so forth. And, boy, I don't know if you texted me or emailed me back, but I looked. I was like, wow, you've got some returnees. You've got a veteran football team. And that has to give you high hopes and high expectations.
Yeah, we're excited for what the kids have done and are going to be able to do. We've got about 17 starters returning.
Wow.
But most of them are sophomores last year. You know, at times, you know, we had a lot of growing we had to do. But I'm excited for what, you know, they've shown so far in camp. And I've told them, you know, you got to keep progressing and got to keep improving day by day. And I know that's like coach speak, you know, but the kids have really embraced understanding that, you know, we got to get better just a little bit here and there and make sure that we're ready to go week one.
So you've told them that, but have you seen that? Do you see that progression? Do you see that improvement every day?
I do. I think, you know, we needed to mature last year. You know, when we had 9 sophomores on offense, you know, at times it looked like a little bit of JV football. And they would tell you the same thing, and they knew it was going to take some time. And I think once we got into summer camp this year, we saw leadership kind of take over, you know, where you have a smaller senior class, but you also have a bigger junior class that's played. And they're able to kind of carry that mantle because they've played, and kids can kind of see that they're leading by example.
Tom.
Ryan, we talked earlier with Rob about the increased numbers in his program, and I think somewhere I heard that you have 60 kids out for football right now. And the statement that I made earlier, I don't know if you were here yet, is that kids recruit for the program more than coaches do. That's a testament to what you're building over there at Firelands. Tell me, and that's your kids out there saying, hey, you want to be a part of this. So there's some positive momentum going on. What kind of signs are you seeing just from the kids? Is there an overall excitement about what you guys can potentially do this year with that kind of growth? Talk to me about it just seems like there's a lot of positive energy coming out of your camp and the kids that are directing that.
Yeah, I think, you know, and again, what we want to do at Firelands and what we made a point at in 17 is we had 39 kids on the football team in 2017, and now we're up to 60. I think, you know, we want to promote the game as much as we can, as many kids as we can. And like you said, it only goes so far for the coach to say that. You know, it's got to be from the players, you know, to get their peers to come out. And yeah, we do have a lot of kids that, you know, didn't start as freshmen that might be coming out and playing for the first time as a junior or a sophomore. And I think that is a testament to the kids believing in the mission that we have for these kids as far as what we want to do on the field and off the field.
Ryan, talk about some of the key players. I mean, you said 17 starters. I don't know if you want to rattle off 17, but who are some young men that you're really counting on this year?
I think we're really deep in the skill positions. I think you know, we got 2 returning receivers and Alex Angle outside and Caden Bombeck in the slot that as sophomores did some really good things, and up front we're returning our entire offensive line, and the growth they've had from, you know, last year having their 10 games that they played in versus, you know, this summer camp has been, you know, astronomical. So I'm excited to see them keep working and keep progressing to what we think they can be.
What sort of changes or tweaks do you make when you have such a veteran team? Or do you say, hey guys, this is what we did last year. Now you've got that experience. We just expect you to improve on what we did.
Yeah, I mean, I tell them all the time not to knock their ego down a little bit, but, you know, we were a 4-6 football team. You got a lot to prove. You know, and you got a tough schedule, and we got a lot of great opponents we're going to be facing, and you just got to be ready to go. And that comes with that be one and know today mentality we talk about all the time. Is you just got to focus on yourself, focus on how you're going to improve. And again, when kids can take to that, and it's so hard for a high school kid to genuinely believe that, you know, every day matters and we got to improve on that consistent basis. And once they keep grasping that, I think we've seen the strides that we want.
So how have you looked? What have you seen in the practices and in the scrimmages so far?
There's a competitive nature that I think they weren't comfortable with last year. They were so uncertain, I think, with their ability to play the game at that young of an age that, you know, the progression from, you know, seeing a fall practice last year, maybe even week 10, to seeing, you know, day one of summer camp, I think there's an intensity about, you know, almost a sense of urgency about how they have to improve and how they have to keep getting better.
Good stuff. Tom, final question?
Ryan, I'm just looking at this league, and this could be a whole lot of fun this year. And I'm wondering, you know, obviously Keystone comes in with high expectations. We know what program Columbia's built. We just talked to Mike Collier. We know what Clearview's got going on. Do you take the role of us against the world because it's you got a group that could be right in the mix of things, or do you say we belong here as much as they do? We have to prove it to people. Do you go in with a little – have your little chip on your shoulder and say they're not talking about us because – at 4-6, we haven't earned to be talked about yet? Or do you say, you belong? Tell me how do you go about that with the kids?
I think as a team, as a player, as a coach, you always have to have confidence in what you can do, and then you also have to have respect for what others can do. You know, and again, I don't want to keep sounding, you know, the coach speak stuff, but you got to worry about yourself, just like those teams and those programs that have established themselves and what they do. But yeah, it's a day-by-day thing, and I think we can be a really good football team, you know, but we got to prove that. There's no doubt about that.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, again, 17 starters back. It could be a very special season over at Firelands.